The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Some worrying news yesterday that Channel 10 has gone into voluntary administration.
Yeah, it's troubling times for Channel 10. There's a lot of question marks surrounding it right now. They even joked about it on The Project last night, apparently, which is, of course, one of Channel 10's flagship shows. Jules, you have a special vested interest in this. You're particularly concerned.
You know, I don't watch a lot of free-to-air normal time TV anymore.
Yeah.
I think Netflix has just changed the way a lot of people watch TV, where you're just like, I want to watch things on demand. But there is one show that I will never waver from.
Yeah.
And it's The Bachelor.
It's your favourite.
/ The Bachelorette.
And the reason why you love watching both of those quality programs is because you like to jump
on... Can't even say that with a straight face, can you?
You like to jump on... No. You like to jump on Twitter while it's live on the telly and live tweet it. It's like a big conversation. Everyone's having a good old time.
Yeah.
You can't do that if you're streaming it on demand.
No.
So it needs to remain in the format it is.
And I think a lot of people are in the same boat here. They love The Bachelor. So I think it's one of the highest rating shows on Channel 10.
Which is mental. Like, everyone kind of loves it ironically. Like, no one's watching it going, I really do hope Blake finds love this time. People are just having a laugh when they watch it, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a bit silly.
But you know what? Georgia Love seems to be doing all right.
Yeah.
Old mate Sandwich and Azana, they're still going strong, I think.
Of course they are.
Tim Robarbs, he recently bought a house with name.
Anna?
Is that Anna, is it?
Yes.
So what's going to happen to the precious Bachelor, Jules, if Channel 10 goes down the toilet?
I don't know. That's what I'm a little bit worried about. And like, I know they've got other shows as well, but I think where they've lost direction, this is just me being an observer from the outside.
Yeah.
Could have been when they made the epic decision to take The Simpsons off Channel 10 and put it on Channel 11.
I couldn't agree with you more, Jules. Remember when The Simpsons, you could rely on it, you could set your clock by 6 p.m. weeknights.
Yes. It was
half
Channel 10's
The Simpsons
bread and butter.
Came on.
Yep. Put the paychecks through.
Jules, you're not the only one who thinks this. People who actually analyze TV and trends and all that crap, they said that's precisely when Channel 10 fell over, when Channel 11 started and they stopped targeting like the millennial demographic.
Because Channel 11 became the young, funky channel that was a little bit more
aimed
at kids.
Yeah, pretty much.
Teenagers.
And Channel 10 started to try and combat 9 and 7 head on with lots of news programs and stuff. That's where they fell over. So they need to bring Simpsons back to 10.
Yeah. Start dumbing down the station again. Come on, guys. None of this highbrow entertainment. Take it back to The Simpsons.
We want The Simpsons and The Bachelor back-to-back 24/7.
Yeah.
Jules' eyes just lit up in the very prospect of it.
Just mind-numbing programs and your ratings will go through the roof.
I want to get dumber when I watch Channel 10.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.